Blog Talk Radio.
Now, the premise of this album was very, very simple.
What's that?
To listen to messages of soul with a solid beat.
Make you move the beat.
Now, the premise of this album was
to find a passing spaceship and get rescued by.
Oh, come on.
Now, the premise of this album was,
well, the dance, actually. Dance business. The highest definition ever achieved in recording.
I'll even tell you what two of the secret ingredients are.
Pure electronic modern electronics.
That'll make them happy.
Pure electronic modern electronics.
Oh, Lamaica, they want to get up and dance.
Pure electronic modern electronics.
Let's have a party, we're gonna go swinging.
Pure electronic modern electronics.
Oh, yeah.
Pure electronic modern electronics.
You move the beat.
Pure electronic modern electronics.
I'm gonna fuck the whole world up.
Pure electronic modern electronics. Pure electronic modern electronics.
The highest definition ever achieved.
I'm gonna fuck the whole world up.
Yep. Hello? 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 Well, I can't hear you. Can't hear anything, really. So I'm going to try to call back. So can you hear me? Well, I'm going to read some poetry. I can't hear the host man, but I'm just going to read some poetry. So this is called The History Lesson. Striped patterned shirt lays across the dark wood floor, closet slightly ajar, and its lost contents are emptied to the wind. Dusty windowsills look at nothing. Aging frames and lampshades blend beside closed books, all of them outdated. Sometimes the lazy singular sunspot eats away at the floorboards, illumining the billions of particles that float on in their microscopic universe. And that's the most motion this room ever gets. Save the door hinges moving, but that's rare. I like to imagine a sleepy, slow-moving feline resting on the unused bed between the hours of 4 to 7:30, smiling the entire time while sleeping in the unused room. So that's one of them. Hope you guys liked it. By the way, my name is Wiley Ransom. And I am King of the Couch Kingdom. Let's see if we can get one more poem in here, then I'm going to sign off. All right, this one is called Psycho Femme Fatale Playground. It goes like this. Sunshine clouded, weighed down by overcasted mountain wishes, without a name, lost my shit, crave that fucking rain, stupid friend's concoction of half-bad ideas, listing off reasons for a way home. None are as sufficient as money. Fuck, I just need a river. I just need a name. You, maybe. I bet it hurts to think you lied, but you didn't, did you? The craze now left out of all pushed aside feelings. Now I'm grounded by that fact. Humor is on the side of the carefree, wouldn't you agree? These days drowned out in square glasses half full. The fire breathes down my neck and glows in my stomach. Then I forget how I came to rest in the chair with a headache. I crave lasers all night long. I love you, new song. Goodbye, she said. Stumble I did home in the wet walk night. Hole in my shoe, it soaked through and I laughed. Misted streets, clouded judgment, and they smoke. Shit. Sidetracked mindset, growling psychopathic females. The beast had bested me. Crammed as much knowledge in my head before I dipped out. Swerve. Gold-plated lead knuckles and bones cracked under the pressure. Then with ill will and wrongdoing, it was stolen. Drop. Time to get that on back to the tippy top. Stranded times by fire inside, left outside, too cold. Glossy backgrounds for an all-time finish, they said. It hurt the eyes. It poured out in minutes. The smog of the city was contained by it. A big bird crapped all over it. And what don't even... He don't even eat cookies no more. What the fuck? I'm sorry, I said. Can't matter now. I mean, a whole generation left to the dust. VCR is cracked and melted. No more use for tangibles. God hates us all. God wishes we could think for ourselves. Good grief, I wish I could too. All right, thanks, guys. That's it for me. Thanks, Literary Underground, for giving me the spot. Thanks, Andrew Boglin. And that's it. Guys, have a good night. Happy St. Patrick's Day, I guess. Later.
Hello. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh shit, I think I've been on mute this whole entire show.
This whole
Sam?
Show?
Yeah,
yeah,
I think I've been
I
on
hear
mute
you now.
The entire show now. Yeah, no, I think I have been. That's fucking incredible. Can you believe that?
You've gone over an hour thinking
over
you're talking,
hour, yeah.
But have been on mute?
Yeah, no, I guess I've been on mute this entire show. Can you believe
God,
that?
That's, I mean, I guess that's pretty innovative in a sense.
That is innovative. Yeah, no one's ever done that before. No one's ever not had just speaking on their show. I should have figured that out with the first caller earlier, whenever he can talk to me. But I don't know. I just went with it, and I just rolled with it. So I went with silent show
like,
for an hour. Unprecedented. New levels. I talked about some deep shit, too, in silence. Just yelling
well,
at myself.
Well, I guess that's a sign from God that nobody cares.
Yeah, no, nobody gives a fuck. Oh, this is beautiful. This is the greatest thing we've ever done as a friend, as life.
I said some stuff, really dirty stuff that I wish I hadn't have said, but you know what? Not on tape now.
Yeah. Who cares? Yeah, fuck it, YOLO. There was a bunch of music played, though. So their music was played the whole time. There was openings in the music. There was some poetry read. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. That's so cool. I'm so proud of this episode. Like, no one's ever done that in radio. No one's ever had a silent radio show.
All I heard was, if you would desire to talk to the host, please press 1. So I pressed 1, and then I heard unmuted, and then silence for like 30 seconds.
Beautiful. This is incredible. So the first radio silence in history of radio, just fucking awesome.
Literally
unprecedented.
Literally quite opposite of what you had hoped for, but
yeah,
why
no,
is the lady telling me to press 1 British?
I don't know. I've never understood this. It's based out of L.A., I don't know. Ooh,
I'd rather have the movie phone guy tell me, or James Earl Jones.
Yeah, no, definitely. God, that's so cool. I'm just
why
so glad that no one. We have
why
no live
knock
listeners
on the door,
so hard.
For you.
Yeah, no, we have no so live hard. Listeners so hard that no one calls in and actually says anything, ever.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if anyone
yeah, no,
listens
really...
later on, that I mean, that's kind of cool. But regardless, hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Sam? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm actually in an apartment right now in Claremont, Florida.
Do you think birth control would still work if you drink, if you chase it with vodka?
Did you hear that question?
I heard like a half of it.
My girlfriend just barged in the room and said, do you think birth control will still work if you chase it with vodka?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, no.
I'll say hopefully.
That's pretty...
Pretty
classic. Yeah, no,
pretty,
I imagine you say
threw,
hopefully.
Oh, that's what I... Oh, absolutely. Hopefully. I encourage her drinking habit and alcoholism.
Yes,
she also threw down a pretty classic line earlier. We went to an Irish pub via, you know, a la St. Patty's Day. And I said, oh, I can't wait to have some bangers and mash. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, I want to be banged and mashed.
Oh! Awesome.
Classic.
Girlfriend of
I know,
the year.
That's quote of the year. No doubt.
Wow.
Dude,
let's talk
about
Creed.
All you Americans out there, find a freaky Asian girl and go with it.
I was just reading up on the NFL free agency that's going on right now. Apparently,
oh, my God,
Doomerville,
dude. I still have a boner.
Elvis Doomerville might go to Atlanta. That's pretty awesome.
Dude, Atlanta, signing fucking, they're like, oh, they get rid of
Turner.
They get rid of Michael Turner and replace him with Steven Jackson. Can he fill the hole? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Steven Jackson is Michael Turner on steroids. I mean, obviously Michael Turner is no slouch, but he's fucking Steven Jackson. Like, him and Jacquizz Rodgers, what a fucking ridiculous tandem at running back. Plus, with Tony Gonzalez coming back, Tony Gonzalez contemplating retirement, like, the Atlanta Falcons, if they can get it together, they're just too good to not win. Like, the Falcons were better. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Baltimore Ravens were a good team, but the Falcons were a better team. And the Falcons just are one of those teams where it just hasn't clicked, and they just had a little bit of bad luck. And Matt Ryan's not a bad quarterback. He can play under pressure, in my opinion. And I don't know. I just
– We share a birthday.
Tony Gonzalez should have never – like I understand why he'd contemplate retirement, but no. At the high level that he's still playing, no way. You're still one of the top five best tight ends in the league, hands down. You should come back. They'll win a Super Bowl if he stays within the next – maybe this next year. Like, maybe Falcons 49ers Super Bowl next year is what I'm calling.
Wow. Man, yeah. That would be a hell of a Super Bowl, too.
Yeah. And I found out today, I didn't know.
Did you just say Falcons 49ers?
Oh, wait, that can't. Both NFC.
Yeah,
sorry. Well,
NFC
Championship.
NFC Championship, though, definitely.
That's what I meant. My bad.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, I mean, we just did an hour of a silent show. You can make no mistakes whatsoever after this. Like, I mean, Wiley boy called in and he was so confused and just talking and breathing and like what, and he was like, oh, I'm just gonna read like whatever, and I'm just talking to him on Facebook. Like, yeah, go for it. And of course, the whole time I'm just high as fuck. Like, yeah, this is all his problem. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I didn't do anything. Like. Oh, what a fucking Giacomo I am. This is great. I love having my own show. I can fuck up hard. No one cares.
That's fucking dude. That is so classic. I can't even.
It is classic. It's maybe the most classic thing that's happened in Literary Underground's history. I mean, I don't even know.
What are you, butt hurt? You butt hurt right now?
Yeah, I am butt hurt right now, definitely. I try to get a lot of people on the show tonight. Good thing nobody called in. Dude, I had a hell of a time trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. Jesus Christ.
I like for some reason you randomly figured out when I called. Like that.
Yeah, no, go fucking figure. Like you.
I have
nothing really
to contribute besides my free agent knowledge, but you figured that pretty quick with me.
Yeah, no, right? Yeah. Well, see, I had been texting people, too, so I was off the screen because I'm on the magic of iPhone. You know, and fucking goddamn an iPhone. I want to read this to you. I read this earlier, but of course nobody fucking heard it. But I think you'll get a kick out of this. It's a breakup letter to a pizza place. This is to the Denver Pizza Company earlier this week. Hi, I'd like to start this out with, it's not you, it's me. The past few weeks have been an emotional roller coaster, to say the least. I know I've been unavailable in more ways than one, and it pains me to say this, but I think it's time to move on. 6 months ago, when we began this journey, it was so genuine and refreshing. I love coming home smelling like a hard, long day of working towards a better future, dreaming of the next time we'd get together to take over the world. But cracks started forming. Friends started leaving, and honestly, the directions we started going in is not a place I think I'm prepared to deal with. To get into specifics would be a moot point. I just hope we can remain friends after this. Maybe go grab a slice sometime. Love, Andrew. Yeah, and I emailed that to the general manager / owner.
I hope we can go grab a slice sometime.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to keep it on good terms. Maybe an open-ended relationship, maybe just like, if I ever, maybe like a booty call situation, maybe if, you know, a few months down the road, I just really need a pizza and I just call them up and I'm like, yo, dude, I'm in desperate need of a free pizza. And they're like,
I'm in dire straits of a pizza. Well, absolutely. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Being a pizza guy, you would think that he's a fan of his own shop. So maybe you guys can grab a slice sometime.
Maybe. Hopefully. God damn. I guess I should give a. I'm just so blown away right now. I can't wait. Because, like, this is a spoiler, America. I might have to delete this episode just based on pure principle because we were talking to the BSM, the Brick Squad Monopoly, and, like, the ASAP, and we're like, yeah.
On this
like,
show?
Google. Well, no, not tonight, but, like, on, like, through emails, like Josh was. And he was like, yeah, dude, we do a radio show, like, check it out sometime. And here, these motherfuckers, like, check us out, and they're like, oh, my God, it's an hour. What a concept. It's Da Da Radio. It's fucking an hour long of nothing.
Yeah, you should,
except for
you
random
should try
music to... playing every, like, 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. Just fucking, what?
Yeah, you should probably delete it, or at least say... You know, put a caption under it. You know what? My phone was on mute. Unbeknownst to me, my phone was on mute until an hour 15 into the show.
Yeah, God, what the hell? Who gave me the fucking keys to this and was like, yeah, Andrew, Andrew's definitely the guy to be running all the shots for the Underground versus Tiny Amp. Like,
don't sell yourself short, bud. Don't sell yourself short, bud.
Oh, but Jack of all trades here. Yeah, you know, I will tell you this.
You can pogo stick, you know, literally on a child's toy. No sexual innuendos required. But you can jump on a pogo stick longer than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
That's not true, actually. You can jump on a pogo
me.
Stick
fuck
longer
me
than...
for trying to just give you a random
yeah,
compliment.
No, I,
yeah, what
no,
an
I,
asshole.
Yeah,
yeah
no,
fuck
I'm
you.
Sorry. Yeah, no.
Sam, what a dick, right?
What a dick.
Dick move.
No, but seriously, man, yeah. I have had a successful day besides the hour-long Da Da Radio segment that we had earlier. Fucking!
What
I acquired 100 shirts for free earlier, Sam. So you're gonna be getting
100?
Some shirts from them, yeah. 100 shirts.
You
want to
hear something funny?
Shirts. Yeah.
One of the flaming gay managers at Disney World, I randomly saw. Let me check this, homie. Okay.
No, you want to hear something funnier?
Check this, homie. I walk into there's this bar right down the road from my apartment called Cheers, and every Thursday night they have a thing that they go on called Dirty Bingo.
Can I tell
him? Dirty Bingo. You play bingo and you win basically sex toys, whether it be sex toys, porn, whatever. I walk in for the first time. I see a gay, one of the flaming gay managers of Disney World. I'm walking in as he's walking out, and he's like, oh, my God, I love that shirt. Where did you get that shirt? I go, well, this is one of my best friends' shirt companies, Earl's Shirt Company. I can get you some shirts if you want. You know, you can rep it around Disney. He's like, I love stuff like this. This is great, incredible. So I walk in,
awesome.
Order my normal drink. I hadn't been there maybe 5 minutes tops. I win the first. Everyone else has multiple cards. I win. I have one card. I win the first game of bingo, and I win. It's called the Double Dinger, double batteried cock ring.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Holla at your boy. My phone.
And.
Whoa,
Andrew.
Hey, Dion.
And. Sam had been talking about a cock ring for, like, the last year.
Liar!
And then, like, for him to win one was crazy. And then you want to know what happened is, like, he went back to his apartment, and he was like, let's just try it. And I was like,
nope.
I was like, no, like, I think it's really going to tickle, and, like, I don't really like being tickled and stuff, you know? And then he's like, well, let's just try it. And then, like, so we opened it, and then, like, one side... One of the ball things or whatever, the vibrating things, wasn't working. And, like MacGyver, I, like, took it apart and fixed it. I fixed it. Like, it vibrated again after that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then,
gosh.
So, it was dual vibrating or dual dinger, double dingering. And
wow.
Then I still wouldn't use it. But here's Sam again.
Incredible. Wow, what an amazing update. Every time Fionn comes on, it's just an amazing update. Just
she has
MacGyver.
No filter.
Who needs a fucking filter? That's what I applaud her. Thank you, Fionn, for not having a filter.
No, nobody. Although it was true. I mean, I've never used a cock ring. Why wouldn't I? I mean, it's
no.
I won. I figure that's a sign from the gods. I won a double dinger. Why wouldn't I want to use the double dinger?
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. No. Like, those in a row were both signs from God. Maybe it's like
hilarious?
We have to start
so
marketing.
I walk in, I literally, no joke, I was there less than 5 minutes. I had no sooner got my drink delivered to me, I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got my drink delivered to me. I had one card. I look around. Everybody has multiple cards. I have one, and I win. Bingo. A fucking double dinger cock ring. Fucking.
That FJOA luck right there. That's what we got to chalk it up to. That random.
No, absolutely. And the funny thing was, right when I sat down and they announced the prize, this, like, overflowing feeling just fueled through me. Just flew through me like nothing. I was like, I'm about to win this. Like, I just
in tune
knew
with the universe.
In my mind, just everything in my body, like, I had no doubt in my mind. I was calmer than ever. I was like, yeah, I'm about to win this. I don't know why. I don't know how. Like, I'm about to win this double dinger. And, and God damn it, I did. You know, if you can dream it, you can do it. And I did.
Wow. That's really inspirational. That's fucking awesome. Straight up.
Yeah.
On
so,
a real note.
There you go, kid. Tell your parents, you know, if you can dream big, things can happen for you.
Yeah.
Maybe one day you'll win a double-sided cock ring that will just pleasure somebody to no end, although I don't know of that to be truthful yet because I haven't used it.
Well, maybe one day.
Man. No, probably tomorrow.
That's belief. That's manifestation.
I was
going to
be like, look, cut the
shit. Let the universe flow through you and pour out its abundant provisions upon you.
Exactly. I'm going to say, cut the shit, enough cat and mouse. Let's just do this thing.
Whoa! I like that. Yeah.
My cock ring's vibrating at full power right now. I don't know if it's going to last much longer. I don't know where to get replaceable batteries. It's
an
hour
and
a half.
You get online and, like, try to get replaceable batteries for that? Like,
no,
what?
I was just going to bring it into Target and hold it up to the cashier and say, where can
I
get replaceable batteries?
Hey, I got this cock ring at a bingo. Where do I get the
batteries
for this?
Replacement batteries?
What? What? God, so genius.
Game Boy Color batteries didn't work.
Unfortunately. I found my Game Boy Color the other day. And guess
you
what?
Mean mine.
Yours got stolen in a backpack. I told you that, unfortunately. So I owe you a Game Boy Color because it was stolen. But I had one that I had stolen in high school from Trace Tinsley. And it has, like, on the back, like, a little, like, label maker that says Trace Tinsley. But I opened up the battery thing because I was like, well, this hasn't been used in 7 years. I need to replace these batteries as it is. Well, the fucking batteries that exploded in there. It was, like, some kind of crazy, like, acid, like, bath of, like, battery guts and shit.
That's so disgusting.
It was gnarly, bro. It was bad. All I wanted was some Pokemon, just a little bit of Pokemon, and I couldn't even get it. Couldn't even touch that. Couldn't even F with it.
So what? Was my Pokemon game stolen with
no, you don't even understand how fucking angry I was. Not only was that stolen, we're talking like a nice fat head stash of Bud, like cookies, like shit, like, I mean, like backup deodorant, backup toothbrush,
God.
You remember what the contents of my backpack used to hold. At least it didn't have my art or my writing in it, like.
I don't remember you telling me this. I'm pretty butthurt right now.
No, yeah. What are you butthurt?
Dude,
no, I mean,
I'm pretty butthurt about it.
I think I told you about it whenever I flew to L.A. in August, but that weekend is...
Dude, yeah, I have a much chance of remembering that weekend as I do my fucking third birthday.
Yeah, right? No, that weekend was...
The last thing I remember that weekend is paddleboarding with Joe on some river lake. And,
that was before I even touched
down. And you taking a whore bath in my softball teammate's bathroom because you told me.
Ew.
Not because I witnessed it.
Fion, don't judge. I do. I used to walk all over the city of Denver and literally every day take a whore bath in different Walmart. That was the life, squatting in apartments and living on couches. Yeah, way to go, team. Yay, great.
One of Fion's roommates hates the word titties. Or
what?
Tit.
Who the fuck hates
every
what?
Time you say tit, she, like, just, like, makes a face and, like, fake gags. So obviously that makes me want to say the word tits every time I have pause. You know, like when all possible. I often play this song, "Sucking on My Titties," like you want them. They call them.
Yeah, by Peaches.
Yeah, but Peaches. That's it. Yeah.
I generally roll down the window and scream at people, "Go back to your mom's uterus," and then I just roll up the window.
Yeah. The only song she says she accepts the word titties in is that one Little Wayne song. Where it's a cry, baby, sucking on your titties.
Dad, I've never heard that song.
Yeah, I don't think
but
I
then
have.
But then again,
either.
It's probably every Little Wayne song ever rolled into one as another song. Little Wayne's in the hospital. We just got an update from Woodsman's Bend. I think he had a seizure. Is this true?
I read that. He had a seizure. Serves him right.
Yeah, dude, that's what happened. You know, I was driving around today, and I thought to myself, this thought genuinely went through my mind. I thought Pimp C would be proud of me. And that was a very satisfying thought that I had today. Why I had that thought? Pimp C from the Underground Kings.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'd be proud of Lil Wayne, too. Let's send some love to Lil Wayne because, I mean, shit, that's all we listen to. Actually, like the
Dedication 2 is still my top three and will be my top three favorite albums of all time.
Agreed. I mean, all of those mixtapes in New Orleans, Nightmares of That Time, fucking First Dedication, Second Dedication, Third Dedication, not that bad, but it wasn't as good as the second one, no doubt. But, yeah, no, he really, honestly, our 2007 senior year of high school, he was really good. I really enjoyed Little Wayne.
That was a great year. I remember about maybe 13% of it, but it was a great year.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty much exactly like the beginning to this show tonight, the Dada radio experiment of not actually having a radio host, just going with dead air and random music every 5 to 10 minutes.
So I love it.
Awesome.
All you got to do is, you know, so shout out and thank Lotrimin Ultra for making the burn go away.
Yeah, thank you, Lotrimin Ultra. Thank you also, Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design, for all the equipment that you supplied tonight. That's really clutch.
Thank you, Tab, for whenever everyone is short on a little bit of cash, Tab always picks up the slack and does you right.
Yeah, no, I want to shout out to Chris Williams, to C-Dub, and to Royal, and the rest of the Richland G's, just for shits and giggles. Why not?
Royal, wherever you're at, I hope you're still wearing that yellow shirt, living it hard, living it proud. Best 2 weeks of my life.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Literary Underground Tiny Ant for letting us do our Dada radio series. We're artists here, so we don't give a fuck on such a spectacular level that we do things that normal people can't comprehend and probably won't ever comprehend. I'm actually writing
Dada.
All my blunts for the rest. Yeah, do you know what Dada is? You should look up Dada.
Dada. I always wanted me a Dada.
Dude, yeah. Dada is everything. Dada is nothing. Dada is Tiny Amber's Literary Underground radio show, Earl Presents. Woo! Living it up. Sam, thank you for being on for the last 30 minutes of the Dada experiment that will never be deleted.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm always on. I'm always down with the clowns, to be honest with you.
Yeah, dude, shout out to Twisted, ICP, APK, and the rest of the Juggalo family and all the what.
Thank God for Jake Heisenrittbauer.
Thank God to America. Thank you, America, for everything that you do.
I love the 50 Stars and Stripes, and the contrast of colors gets me in a tizzy every time I see it. Japanese man on the World Baseball Classic tonight draped in an American flag, even though it was Japan versus Puerto Rico, and it gave me such a bonus. I cannot even describe.
A special sports boner that I run in only certain walls for. That's my special sports boner of the day.
My sports boner goes to Danny Amendola on the New England Patriots, Steven Jackson on the Atlanta Falcons, and Anthony Spencer, even though I don't really like him, signing the franchise tag with the Dallas Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
Yeah,
go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys haven't done anything. Dude, I guess we still have record. We can record as much as we want. Honestly, we have recording time left. It's crazy. Just going into the black zone. This is how Dada we are. Oh, an hour and 30 minutes? No, we're just not going to talk for an hour. Do 30 minutes and then probably push it out for another. Whatever. We don't give a fuck.
Exactly. As Philip Seymour Hoffman said in the movie Twister, welcome to the suck zone.
Any Philip Seymour Hoffman reference is fucking more than welcome on this show and is actually encouraged.
That
dude, do you ever get pissed that you have to put gas in your car? Like, not
dude,
because
I get pissed every
pack?
Day because I even have to pee.
You get pissed because you have to pee? That's fucking...
Yeah, that's
you know what?
Like such
honestly,
a waste of time.
It is. You know, and I'm
a super
hydrated
just, like,
guy.
Why can't my body just, like, fucking absorb and just go up? Dude, I can't even get into this right now. It aggravates me.
Dude, I know. Guess how many times I've already watched TMNT2 since acquiring it last night?
13?
Well, 3. 10 less, but close.
I know, but it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah, no, it totally is. That's, oh, God. Oh, Sam, I'm about to do a photo shoot for my book, Galaxy vs. Sabretooth.
I can't wait. You're going to
wear
a mountain lion coat.
Some liquid hydrocodone, passports, like shotguns. How many shotguns do we have for the photo shoot, Ben?
Hopefully 22, so it can be a 22 gun salute.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a good amount of things that we shouldn't actually say, like on some real levels. That was
so
a bad idea.
So I shouldn't say 22 gun salute.
Yeah, well, 22 gun salute's probably a smart idea, but no, not really. But seriously, but
those
what I
fake
mean.
Shotguns. I'm waiting for the phone right now.
Yeah, no. We have entered the Matrix. It's tits or get the fuck out. Either way, but it's still something. Dude, by the way, have you started watching the X-Men, the X-Men cartoon series?
No, Drew, gosh. No, I haven't yet, okay? Jesus.
I want to start a segment on the show where we cover talking about
a little bit of X-Men
90s cartoons. Yeah, a little X-Men
right,
cartoon
done.
Show every once in a while.
Done.
Dude, this is the greatest show ever. Now we're even gotten into discussing next week's show plan during the show. So fuck you, America. You want to know what's happening next week? Listen to last week's episode, bitch. Bitch. I don't mean that, America. Seriously. But all right, Sam, I'll let you go. I got to do some stuff. You're the best.
Dude, good luck with your photo shoot. Good luck with raping stuff. Besides humans, that'd be illegal, and he's going to go on record. He doesn't rape humans. He just rapes the
world.
Yeah,
I know. We, here at the Literary Underground, we really applaud using every word, even if it strikes fear into the heart of other people, and that is a word that I'd like to use, not how it's traditionally used. I'm going to rape this banana with my mouth and eat it real
quick.
Like
the word gay and rape were the two most commonly used terms among our friends that aren't really meaned in the literal, loosely based on the real term, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Yeah, and I really feel like that's more of a Texas thing. Growing up in the great state of Texas, it's a pretty sheltered place, and you don't actually, even the people who are of those, they say it. They're demeaning to themselves. It's a very strange counterculture. It's a very just...
Absolutely. Like, if I'm going to go get an eye exam and I know I'm going to pass the shit out of it, I'm going to go, man, I'm going to go rape the fuck out of this eye exam.
Exactly. And then our moms will laugh at us and be like, don't say that.
Oh,
and
you're
then,
so funny. But I'm like, no,
yeah,
seriously.
Exactly.
After I tell them that, man, that eye exam was gay as shit.
Yeah.
So fucking,
like,
I raped it, but it was gay as hell. But that doesn't make me gay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to delete this show now. But, yeah, no, seriously. All right. You take it easy, Sambo.
All right, I'm going to go to House of Blues like a freaking tool. I'm going to pop my collar, put on some sunglasses, and put my hat backwards and just get crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Do it.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I'll talk to you later, dude. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right,
man.
Go Cowboys.
Yeah, take it easy.
All right, adios, amigo.